Hello mga kaibigan, welcome po sa ika-isang daan at apat na yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, hatid po sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, at salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. Today's episode is a continuation of our series on Filipino small businesses, particularly the food industry. Ito po ay tungkol naman sa mga food trucks. Exciting to see that the Filipino food truck industry is getting stronger. We have a number of food trucks in the Filipino-American community in Georgia. At ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay walang iba kundi si Lur Ferguson, owner of Laura's Food Truck. We will hear her story from the time she started her food business through today. Narito naman po ang mga importanteng anunsyo in December calendar of events. On Saturday, December 6 at 6 p.m., the Philippine American Women's Association of Georgia, PAWAG, will hold its Christmas fundraising party at Sonesta Gwinnett Place, Atlanta, Georgia, at 1775 Pleasant Hill Road, Duluth, Georgia, 30096. Tickets are $100 and you can get them from any of the PAWAG officers, Imelda Young, Luisa Godbold, or Pia Valeriano. Or better still, go to their Facebook page and get the telephone information. On Saturday, same day, December 6, 2026, at 10 a.m. is the Warner Robins Christmas Parade. The parade starts on Davis Drive and continues along Watson Boulevard. The theme is We Believe and highlights festive floats, marching bands, and food trucks. Come one and come all. This is a free event. On Saturday, December 13th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Phil-Am of Greater Atlanta will hold its Christmas party at 791 Tom Smith Road, Southwest Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. This is at St. John Newman Church. This is a free event, and please bring your favorite dish to share. On the same day, Saturday, December 13th, at 5 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Columbus, Georgia, presents Disney Night Christmas Party at St. Mark Church, 6795 Whitesville Road, Columbus, Georgia, 31904. This is a potluck event. For more information, please contact the officers listed on the FAACGA Facebook page. And another December 13 event at 5 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Coastal Georgia presents its Gala Night at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Savannah, 145 Mulberry Boulevard, Savannah, Georgia, 31407. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Lur Ferguson, the owner of Lur's Food Truck. Welcome Lur, thank you for agreeing to speak with us in Usapang Pinoy.
Good morning po, thank you po.
Before I dive directly into my questions, please briefly introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name is Lorena Ferguson. Owner po ako ng food truck here in Warner Robins, Georgia. Kaya start ko lang po ng food truck and I used to work at Child Development Center, pre-K teacher for 24 years. Ngayon po nasa food business na ako.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that back. I didn't know you were a teacher. That is so good to know.
Opo, I work at sa Robins Air Force Base po for 13 years and then sa overseas po.
Oh, my goodness.
Nag-transfer lang po siya.
Oh my goodness. Can you tell our listeners what inspired you to get into the food business?
Inspired ko po is I enjoy cooking when I see people na nag-enjoy po sila sa pagkain ko. Mm-hmm. I don't have no experience sa culinary but nag-start po sa family ko, sa pamilya ko na nagluluto lagi para sa kanila.
Oh, okay.
So it's a home cooked meal po.
Yes, and I've tasted your food so many times, and I love it. I drive to Warner Robins to taste your food. Now, I understand.
Yes, thank you.
I understand that you started in a small restaurant a couple of years ago, and that's where I was coming to eat your food, and that was very popular. What made you stop that and transition to food truck?
Dun po sa I start sa ano po sa dun po sa small area po dun kay Miss Gladys sa Asian Food po. Mm-hmm. So nag-start po ako dun po ako natuto lalo. At saka na-inspire po ako dahil yung mga tao ay nagustuhan po nila at hinahanap-hanap ako. Nandun po ako almost 2 years but then si Miss Gladys po, she needed her place na. So, ala po akong choice kung hindi ibalik sa kanya yung pwesto.
Okay.
And then naganap din po ako ng mga yung pwesto para sa akin kasi I don't wanna stop cooking po.
Mm-hmm.
But then dahil it's too expensive sa area. So nakaisip po ako na let me try food truck kung mag-work sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Dun po ako nakapag-start, which is ngayon po I've been work sa food truck ko. Nag-start ako September, October, November, 2 months na po ako, which is I'm doing really good po at nag-enjoy po ako.
That's great. So this is just, you just launched it recently then, September, October.
Yes.
This year. That's wonderful. Tell us about the licensing process and the challenges of owning a food truck.
Yung challenges po is, of course po, no, dahil sa business po ganyan, kailangan, you have to work hard, you have to, you know, give everything what you got. Kasi po, ano, dahil po yung, kung hindi mo ilalabas yung food truck, hindi ka, hindi mag-work po.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kailangan mong lumabas.
Right, right, exactly.
So, yes. So, ngayon po, kailangan talaga magsipag, magtiyaga. You have to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Para po, you know, you can successful po.
Right, right. So, how is it going so far mula nung binuksan mo siya? Is it popular? Are there good days, bad days, or how generally?
Actually, so far po lahat sold out lagi. Kasi po dahil kilala na po ako dati like a year ago, mm-hmm. dahil po nag-stop po ako sa pagluluto ko ng over a year. So ngayon yung mga customer ko po parang bumabalik sila at dahil when I decided to get a food truck po, I want the same name po nung dati ko na Lord's Philippine Cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still the same name. Kaya kilala nila ako. So andyan pa rin po sila at nagsusupport yung mga customer
That's
ko dati.
Great. I'm sure they were excited to see that. Kasi syempre yung branding mo nandun na eh, Lord's
yes,
Philippine
po.
Cuisine.
Yes,
That's wonderful. So mm-hmm. aside from pop-ups, I understand that you also cater for many events in Warner Robins. Tell us about that.
Yes po. I do catering at thank you po sa RFPL Damayan Association po sa Warner Robins. Mm-hmm. Andyan po sila to support me, so I cater sa kanila po.
Right.
And then we do occasionally nag-wedding na rin po ako, special occasion, birthdays, may nagpapa-cater din po sa akin.
That's good. I'm so happy
yes,
to hear
tsaka
that.
Tsaka one time po nakapag na rin po ako dun sa Saranay.
That's great. Yes. That's great. Baka mamaya hanggang Atlanta gawin muna. Or Columbus or
yes,
yeah. That's wonderful.
Yes po.
So, can you tell our listeners the location of your pop-ups and if you have a regular schedule in these places para naman alam nila when and where to find you?
Yes po. Right now nasa International Farmers Market po ako in Warner Robins every Thursday po siya. I was there for all day long po from 11 to 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Tapos po, mayroon po akong regular basis din sa loob ng base, sa Robins Air Force Base. Pumupunta po ako dyan once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sa page ko po, inaano ko po yung location ko. Sinasabi ko, nilalagay ko po yung location kung nasaan po ako nung araw na yun sa loob ng base. Kasi po, they rotate us as a food truck sa loob ng base. So, iba-ibang buildings po kami.
Okay. So, ano yung mga regular schedules? Can you tell us again? Yung Thursday ba sa International Market?
Sa Thursday po, yes. Sa Thursday International Farmers Market, every Thursday po doon, 11 to 6 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm.
And then sa base?
Sa loob po ng base. Meron po akong Mondays and Wednesdays sa loob ng base. Kaso po, different location po siya. Pero nasa Robbins base po ako. Which is yung nag-work sa base. Ini-email po sila where we at, what building we are. Okay. Everybody knows po.
And then you know before the day or the day off?
Day po siya.
Okay, and then you just like kind of post it sa Facebook page mo. Ganun yung
yes,
announcement.
Po.
Okay, that's good.
Yes,
I am so glad to hear this. So, my last question is, what advice do you have for aspiring food business owners or entrepreneurs looking to enter the world of restaurateur or food truck?
Ang ma-advise ko po, kailangan po pag nag-food truck kayo, kailangan nyo ng strong na business plan po. Kailangan, you have to, you know, focus po sa business plan nyo. At saka kung gusto nyo mag-food truck, kailangan you have to research din po sa mga county natin kung anong klaseng permit kailangan natin. Kasi iba-ibang klaseng permit po. Kung anong klaseng food truck ang gusto nyo, iba-iba rin po siya. Kung gusto mo lang ng sandwiches, hindi mo na kailangan ng hood vent. Kung gusto mo ng food home cooking meal, katulad po yung food truck ko, is kailangan mo ng hood vent, kailangan mo ng fire suspension, yung mga ganong bagay po. Which is meron po silang list na kailangan mong gawin sa food truck mo para maipasa natin yung Department of Health po sa county natin.
So, gaano ka, how often do they do the inspection?
Yung inspection po is every 2 months, meron po siya. Which is ako po double yung inspection ko kasi meron iba po kasi yung paperwork sa loob ng base, sa base. Kaya meron po akong every 2 months sa loob ng base, tapos meron po akong every 4 months sa county natin, sa Houston County po.
Oh, wow. That's very educational. I didn't know that before. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
So, before I let you go, can you let people know your Facebook page and where they can contact you if they're before they come to your location?
Okay po. Every Thursday for International Farmers Market ng Warner Robins. At saka, kung meron po kayong access sa loob ng base, meron po silang ini-email na kung anong schedule namin, kung nasaan kami. Tapos po, meron din po akong Facebook page, Lore's Food Truck, at saka yung Lore Ferguson na kung saan ko pinupost yung ano ko, yung location ko every week po. Tapos you can call my phone number 478-302-9168 po kung gusto nyong magpa-cater.
Alright. Sige, and then if you have your flyer, ipadala mo sa akin so we can post it after your podcast has been released para magkasunod yun. So with that, I will let you go. Maraming salamat for spending time with us this morning and I will see you soon.
Thank you rin po sa pag-invite. Thank you rin po sa pag-invite.
You're welcome. We'll see you soon.
Okay po. Thank you.
Welcome back mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guest na si Lore Ferguson for sharing her journey with us, including the triumphs and challenges of her business. Maraming salamat, Flor. Lore, I'm Florina, I'm so sorry. And now, bago ako magpaalam, dahil po magpapasko na, narito po ang the last 7 of our Christmas traditions that only Filipinos can relate to. Yung pong first 7 ay nasa episode na ginawa natin before this. Number 8 po, ang holiday reunions. This is a very popular thing, para bang kumbaga required sa Filipino families na merong reunion during the Christmas time. Ang number 9 naman po is waking up for Noche Buena. And this is the midnight meal sa Pilipinas. Like you go to midnight mass muna, and then which is normally 11 or 10 o'clock in some cities. And then when you get home, then you have the Noche Buena, which is the biggest meal, yung 24th na gabi. Yun namang pong Manito Manita, that's number 10. It po yung nagbubunutan and you find a gift for the person that you picked. Yung nagbubunutan ng pangalan. And then, 11 is awaiting aginaldo or pamasko. Ito po yung mga naghihintay ka ng mga regalo or pamasko, or you prepare gifts for your loved ones and friends. And then, number 12, dahil po napakahaba ng ating Pasko, yung live streams of Christmas, New Year's Eve masses. Yun po yung mga misa de gallo na pinapanood sa bahay habang nandun ang ating mga kamag-anak. And then, number 13, waking up for medianoche. This is different from Noche Buena. Noche Buena yung midnight meal ng Christmas. And medianoche is the midnight meal on December 31st, awaiting the coming of the New Year. Ito po yung dapat meron kang 13 fruits, round fruits doon sa bahay so that you welcome the new year ng wealth. Then number 14 is ending Christmas in January with the Feast of the Three Kings. Doon lang po matatapos ang Pasko, because we start our Christmas, like I said earlier, nung unang yung previous episode na we started in September, the months with the BER. And then we end it on January 6th at the Feast of Three Kings. Yun lang po sa ngayon. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. Maraming salamat po at maligayang Pasko. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.